Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I wore my boots for you.
Audience, I wore my boots for you.
Just two girls chatting at the desk.
You know, just two ladies and news
two girls hanging out.
Exactly.
I saw you with salad. I just did that the other day because I went to dinner the night before, had leftover salad. You know, when I go to a restaurant, I take stuff home in the doggy bag. People look at you like,
I love
that's
a doggy
bag. Tacky. But I had a kale salad.
That's what
with
I had.
Dried cranberries. Isn't that good?
Delicious.
It was so good. And some kind of dressing. The thing about kale, even when you have the salad dressing on, it's still good overnight. So
yeah.
I just did that.
It holds the wetness.
It's not all soggy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just did that.
Do you like salad for breakfast? Because by the time if you wake up
always.
At 3 a.m., by, you know, breakfast hours, you might be lunching.
Not always, but I don't cook, Drew, and I was very hungry, so I said, I'm going to eat that from
yeah.
last night.
Well, I've been up since 3 in solidarity, and as I started up my filling, I thought, I'm going to see Gail, and she's awake right now, too.
Yes, she is.
Well, you brought some of Oprah's favorite things for
I
us
did.
To talk about today.
I did.
The most exciting thing ever.
I did.
This list all year long.
We have a very exciting list. I'm very excited. We brought a few things for you to check out to see if it meets your approval.
Well, and you guys work on this list all year long.
I'm telling you, this is the thing. You know how you can get us? People stop me on the street. People will send something to Instagram. But Adam Glassman, who heads up the team, they go to gift shows throughout the year.
Wow.
You know, I'm a sucker for anything with my initials or name. I still haven't past 12.
I love engraving.
I like stuff with it says GK or Gail or something. So I always think that that's fun. But the bottom line is Oprah has to like it. It doesn't matter that I like it, you like it, Adam likes it. She has to like it. So they spend all year looking for things.
Well, she's earned everybody's
yes,
trust.
Yes.
So if it's Oprah approved, Gail approved,
exactly
Adam
right.
approved.
It's definitely Oprah approved.
Well, we wait for this all year long. So thank you
well,
for
I'm
bringing it to the
be
show.
Here.
Will you hit some headlines with me first?
Yes. Okay, CNN reports that Chris Rock, I love him, will make history. Don't we love him?
I love him.
I love him. Will make history with Netflix's first ever, listen to this, guys, first ever live global streaming event. The comedian who's currently on his Ego Death World Tour will headline the special in early 2023. So I think this is big news. Number one, Netflix has never done this live.
I love it.
And they're doing it with Chris Rock.
Who
for the
is
first time.
A very smart person to do it with,
yes.
considering everything he's been through.
Yes.
And hasn't talked about and has talked about, you know, everyone's going to tune in.
Yeah.
And what will he say, what won't he say, which will give that sort of live factor the necessary push that it needs. It's not an I can catch this later. It's I want to be in on the moment.
And the beauty of live is whatever happens, happens. That's what I like about the news. Whatever happens, happens. You can't take it back. And when he's been on tour, he's sort of dipped his toe in a little bit and said little things here and there. But he made a joke recently this past summer. He goes, I'm not talking about it until I get paid. So maybe, maybe. Listen, Drew, everybody has been trying to get an interview with Chris since it happened, but I'm sure he has plenty to say.
What happens, you know, months later? I love that he sort of put like a stopper in the tub at the moment of, I'm okay, everybody move on.
Yeah, he didn't engage with any of us about it. Do you think he'll say something?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
I do.
Yeah.
He also has the power to like heal this moment, mm-hmm. Be a conductor of how we all move forward. Mm-hmm. This could be a very unifying thing.
But is it up to him to do the healing? That's the thing. Is it up to him to do the healing?
I mean,
that's the thing that people go back and forth about.
I don't think it's his responsibility because he didn't do it. It happened to him. Mm-hmm.
And I know this, I will be watching that Netflix special when Chris does it live. I'm very excited for it and very excited for him.
I am too.
I'm nuts about him.
Well, if I'm not with you, I'll be texting you.
Yes.
All right, next up, exclusively from People.com's Real Life Love Story. There is a miraculous story. And of course, when I saw this, I went straight to a 51st Dates place and said, we have to talk about this on the news. This is real. Andrew and Christy McKenzie recently married after a devastating accident temporarily wiped out Andrew's memory.
Ooh.
Listen to this. The couple, who are 54 and 58, have been together for 37 years. They were driving home from a Father's Day celebration when a car ran a red light and then hit their motorcycle. Andrew woke up. He thought it was 1993. Mm. Christy, who was also injured, stayed by his side through the recovery, and eventually his memory came back. Soon after he proposed again, they renewed their vows. Now, my favorite part of this story is that Christy insisted they stay in the same recovery room. She told nurses, if you let us be together, he will get better, and he did. It's real life 51st Dates.
That is real life 51st Dates. And all you can say about that, you know, people say, love conquers all, love wins. That's certainly a great, great, great story. I love that she said, I want to stay in the room with him.
That was my favorite detail.
I love that, too, because if we're together, he will recover, and he did. That's good. I like that.
See, there's a learning curve. That's a lesson. Well, that is it for the news. Up next, it is Oprah's favorite thing. And you won't believe what she found for everyone on the shopping list, and we have some giveaways, so don't go away.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I mean, I am immediately getting what you are wearing, Gail. We're back with Oprah Daily Editor-at-Large, Gail King. It's the 26th year of Oprah's Favorite Things, which you can be found in full on Oprah Daily right now. What makes this year's list so festive? I love every year. You never let people down.
You know what
it's
I
the
like.
List.
It's what you said about the credibility of Oprah, because we can pitch a lot of things to her, But if she doesn't genuinely like it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make the list. So everything here is Oprah approved. I changed because this is one thing that's on the list. Oprah, you'll see a lot of Oprah on Instagram. She's wearing this. It's Rivet Utility. I went to brunch the other day, and I wore this and just put on some clogs. And somebody, a lady stopped me on the street and said,
"Where'd you
look
get that?"
So chic. Yeah, she said, "You look so chic." Because it really is like leaving your house in your pajamas because it's made out of sweatshirt
material. Which is all
material.
I want to do.
I'm stepping over Lucy.
I know. Sorry. Okay. They're
but
going out.
I did bring one for you.
You did?
I did bring one for you.
Oh, my God. I really, really, really did bring one for you.
Oprah chose a pale gray one. She likes that.
Okay, Gail, what four items are you showing
us
today?
Tennis shoes, clogs, high heels if you want, but I love a tennis shoe. Okay, this is Oprah's The Life You Want Gratitude Journal. Oprah's been keeping a journal since she was 9 years old. But this is sort of a daily gratitude practice. It guides you along, helps you feel more in love with yourself, strengthen your relationships. 12 chapters. This is what I like with guided prompts and questions.
I love this.
It's $30. And then starting in January, the Life You Want class that Oprah does live will correspond with each of the chapters in the book. So that's number one. Number two, I'm a sucker, you know, because I have a favorite grandson, Luca. He's so friggin' cute, guys. He just turned a year.
And you were so good. You went to do the royal coverage, but
yes.
You made it before. You
yes.
went all the way
yep.
to him.
It was his first birthday.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm
going
to zigzag around because
yes.
I got to be there. And
yeah, because
like,
Oprah's saying it makes
grandmother.
No sense you're going to fly from New York to L.A. and then to London. I go, yes, it's his first birthday. And she said, he won't even know you're there. But I know I was there, so it was good.
Yes.
So I'm a sucker.
Thing.
For all kind of kids things.
I love
these are Western Chief kids rain boots. This is a small family business. This is the other thing about the list. Aren't they cute, guys? They had a lot of small family businesses.
That's right.
That was very
the
important,
list is
Oprah.
Highly comprised of that this year. I know
little
that was
handles.
Big. These are so cute.
You can pull them up.
Also,
take
this
them off
makes
very
you
easy.
Look forward to the rain. And you know I love
know.
The rain.
And who doesn't like yes?
I'm like, do they come in my size?
Next. Everybody swears by these. The Theragun Mini from Therabody. People say it's like a, yeah, there you go. You figured out how to put it.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
A massage
whoa.
When you need it. Somebody just told me recently.
Oh, my God.
Do you need a moment, Drew?
I think I do.
Drew, there are people here.
I can't. I'm like experiencing a true euphoria.
No, I know. It comes in black and desert rose.
I love the desert rose.
And then you can connect to the Therabody app for guided recovery routines.
But it's oh, God. Okay, go on.
And it's $199. And, guys, it's very easy to use. And our last thing that we brought, Oprah loves a good towel, believe it or not. This is a Cozy Earth waffle bath towel. Also another small business. You know, Oprah's a big bather. She talks about that often. She always wants a towel to wrap yourself up. So it's waffle on one side, terry cloth on the other.
Ooh,
that's what she liked about it.
I love
it.
A duo.
And it's a set here for $2.99.
And they're beautiful,
there you
too,
go.
By the way. And last year you told us that Oprah thinks that life is always better when
she
shared.
Does. Yes.
As
I
you said earlier. And
yes.
So our studio audience today is going to go home with all four of these products.
Okay, but this is the thing. Not only does everybody in the audience get it, we've got 12 lucky readers, because hopefully you've got to read Oprah Day. You've got to read Oprah Magazine.
I do.
You have the chance
I do.
To win all 104 items on Oprah's Favorite Things list. We have a 12-day giveaway. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Giveaway. Get it, audience? Giveaway sweepstakes. It's running now through November 22nd. How can you get on? Visit oprahdaily.com/favoritethings for the official rules. And your chance to win.
And when you win, you can win, like, big,
yeah, you
right?
Can win you can win all 104 items.
That's crazy.
But you got to enter. You got to enter to win.
All right, coming up next, Gail is going to turn the tables on me. We have a favorite game here at the show. It's called Behind the Scenes.
I've seen it. I love it when you do that.
So I'm going to actually get to do one for the first time myself because Gail is going to ask me about some behind the scenes of films that I've been in.
I have a list.
Okay.
I have a list.
Well, thank you for doing this with me. I'm also so excited to be, like, interviewed by Gail King.
I have
we'll be
a
right
list.
Back. Okay.
I have a list.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
We welcome you back to the Drew Barrymore Show. My name is Gayle King, and you may know our next guest from 15 and Getting Straight, Wayne's World 2, or how about this, her cameo in Waxworks 2. Take a look at her in action. Please welcome the host of the Drew Barrymore Show, Drew Barrymore. What is happening in that clip we just watched? You were the blonde in the middle.
So this was Waxworks 2, and the director called me and said, can you show up at this mall at midnight? We're gonna shoot a scene, and we need two actresses in a bed, but we're just shooting it in the middle of a mall.
And do you even know who the other actress is beside you? Do you remember her?
She's not an actress. She was my friend Hadrian. I was like, I'm with my girlfriend Hadrian. Like, and
they
he's
said,
like,
bring her too.
He said, bring her too, and that's how we ended up in a scene in Waxworks too.
That's funny. That's funny.
So that's the backstory
to
that.
Drew is always asking guests about behind-the-scenes moments from their projects. So today, we're turning the tables on you and asking about you.
I can't believe it.
It's time for behind the scenes. Do you feel like playing?
Yes, I do, especially with you.
I think this is hilarious. First up, Amy Fisher. That was such a huge story.
I was very uncomfortable. It was like one of my first roles that was sexy. You know, she was the Long Island Lolita.
Lolita. Yeah.
I was trying to change my own image from being like a kid, you know, actress. And I thought, oh, well, go sexy. That'll be an interesting turn of events. But I wasn't comfortable doing it. And then I got really comfortable doing it for many years. So this film sort of broke me.
Next, doppelganger.
They kept sending me home early, which never happens on movie sets, so that they could film stuff that they wouldn't tell me was happening in the movie.
Oh.
But apparently, I keep turning into some alien, but I wasn't there when they shot those scenes because I don't know, they didn't want to tell me that. So I still have never seen the full movie.
Well, there's time.
Oh, God.
There's time.
It's okay. So bad.
Bad Girls.
Okay, this was important for me.
Yeah.
This was huge. This was the first time I got hired back for a studio film because all I was doing were B-movies. And I had just had a B-movie hit called Poison Ivy.
I remember that, yes.
Thank you.
I remember that. But let's go to Wedding Singer. I love Wedding Singer, because it's you and Adam Sandler. I love you and Adam Sandler.
Well, I showed up to Adam and I said, I'm convinced you and I are supposed to do a movie together. And I have a production company that I'm starting, Flower Films. You have Happy Madison, and I'd like to join forces. What if we put our production companies together and created something?
And Wedding Singer was born.
And the Wedding Singer
was
born.
And the haircut.
I love the haircut.
You love the haircut, okay. Charlie's Angels. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I thought, why do do women always have to be so serious and brooding in action movies?
That was quite the trio. And it reminds me, your very first show, you did a reunion with.
That's right.
What I remember. I've never seen, the technology that you did. And it was just so nice to see the three of you. So bravo to you. Grey Gardens. Oh, wow.
The director didn't want me. Michael Soucy. And they kept saying, we want an actress who has won awards for this film.
So did you convince him to put you in?
So I showed up and I said, I just want you to hear my case. And I sat down and I brought a binder this big, and every page was highlighted and annotated, and it was about her life. And there were probably over 1,000 pages in there. And I said, I will work night and day. I will get lost in this, but I know you want someone who's won awards. How do you think those people get that chance?
Wow. Yeah. So you. But that's why I always say, when someone says no, no backwards is on. So you say game on. And that's what you did. And finally, I chose E.T. for me. I chose E.T. I love E.T. E.T. is still playing. We actually found a clip of you.
Really?
Viewing your own performance of E.T.
Oh, my God.
Roll tape, please.
How about Drew Barrymore? What do you think of the job she did? You have mixed feelings about it? Didn't you think you did a real good job?
That's medium. One down and one up is medium.
So,
I'm still that critical. That movie taught me that if you are not born into a strong family unit, that you can find it along the way.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it changed
Very
my
true.
Life forever.
Very true.
You can always go and forge and find and form families. And I think all of these experiences have been about wanting to hold on to that and be a part of keeping that going.
Yeah.
That's been my real life source of happiness and stability.
May that continue.
Thank you for choosing to spend your time with us. We make this show for you. This is our favorite shot of the show because it includes everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.